They were building according to a blueprint that was given to them by men, not by God. They simply could not hear the tender promptings of the Holy Spirit over the opinions of men on how to build their life and leave a legacy. And they could not see Jesus over their desired interpretation of the truth. Both men had massive platforms, but standing before the Lord, those massive platforms didn't equal up to the reward that they would receive in heaven. Jesus says that those who are faithful with little will be made ruler over much.
That vision's heavy and beautiful and uncomfortable. It makes me think, what if we put limits on who God can reach? What if grace doesn't follow our rules or labels or our denomination? What if a man known for rejecting the gifts of the Spirit stood before Jesus with tears in his eyes, and so did a man known for embracing darkness? We don't know the full stories, only God sees the heart. But visions like this remind us God is more merciful than we imagine and far more personal than we give him credit for. So wherever you're at, whether you're grounded in the Word or hungry for the Spirit or maybe wrestling with both, my encouragement is this: stay humble and stay open and let God be God. And let me know in the comments what stood out to you. Was there something in this vision that hit you hard? Or maybe it challenged a belief you've held for years. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. And as always, keep seeking truth and keep walking with the Spirit